This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration lashed out at Iran Saturday for accusing it of delaying a proposal prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleged the U.S. and Britain were holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Or in a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Sergarchi said that the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He says, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." Rescuers and workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water as the death toll from a disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160. The death toll in Western Germany's said increased to 98 on Saturday, while in a neighboring area, 43 people were confirmed dead. Belgium's National Crisis Center revised the country's confirmed death toll to 27. German authorities still fear finding more people dead, but said that the number unaccounted for continues to drop. Haiti's First Lady, Martine Moise, returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. President Moise was shot dead when assassins armed with rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. Martine was injured during that attack. The interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed Martine Moise had